Sister Dulce was born as Maria Rita to an upper middle-class family in Salvador, Brazil, in 1914. Now, from a young age, Maria Rita was full of joy. She loved to play doll, fly kite, but what she really enjoyed was to play soccer. Now, her mother had passed away when she was just only 6 years of age, and for her father, Augusto, he was a dentist and a professor, well-known and remembered for his dedication to the poor. His life of humility and charity no doubt had an effect on his daughter. Now, at the age of 13, an aunt took Maria Rita to see the poor area in the city, which left a strong impression on her, and from that time, she began to care for the poor beggars in her own neighborhood. She welcomed beggars and sick people into her home, transforming the family's residence into a social care center. Now, after graduating from high school at the age of 18, her father allowed her to join the Missionary Sisters of the Immaculate Conception of the Mother of God, and for her religious name, she took the name of Dulce, which was the name of her mother, to honor her. Now, not long after joining the Missionary Sisters, Dulce became determined to shelter the many ill people she encountered on the streets of Salvador. She would house them in abandoned buildings and bring them food and medical care. She founded the San Francisco's Workers' Union and opened a clinic, a library, a school, and even a cinema for the poor. Now, as Sister Dulce's reputation for holiness grew, so did the number of people seeking her help and attention. As mentioned earlier, she started out housing them in abandoned buildings in a rundown area of Bahia, known as Rat Island. Eventually, she and the more than 70 patients were kicked out of the building, and left with nowhere to take them, she asked the Mother Superior for help and was given the convent's chicken yard to turn into an improvised hotel. Now, as part of the agreement, Sister Dulce was asked to care for the chickens, which she did by butchering them and feeding them to her patients. Now, this became the site for the Santo Antonio Hospital, which continues to serve Brazil's poor and disabled, and is now the largest hospital in Bahia. Now, Sister Dulce herself developed serious respiratory problems and had to spend 16 months in that hospital. It was there that Pope John Paul II came to visit her while he was on a trip to Brazil in 1990. She also had the opportunity to meet Mother Teresa. The President of Brazil had already nominated her for the 1988 Nobel Peace Prize in recognition of her work with the Charitable Works Foundation of Sister Dulce, which she founded in 1959. The Mother Teresa of Brazil, as she was known, died on the 13th of March, 1992, at the age of 77. She was beatified on May the 22nd, 2011, under Pope Benedict XVI. And as part of her beatification process, Sister Dulce's body was examined and found to be incorrupt. She was canonized a saint on the 13th of October, 2019, by Pope Francis. Saint Irma Dulce Lopez, pray for us.